A little biscuit to get you ready to talk some hockey. I like it. Boston Bruins, not necessarily rolling, but they did end their losing streak with a win over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Young Brian, who's back there behind the glass reading trending today, wrote this in our group email. He says, I couldn't get into it yesterday, but where would the Bruins and Monty be without the Leafs? In the last 12 years, it's giving you four playoff series wins and probably bailed out the jobs of Monty and Cassidy. It continued again Saturday night. I think Monty's seat is still red hot, but no one bails out the Bruins quite like the Leafs. You're right. I mean, there's no getting around it. The Maple Leafs have been right there when the Bruins need them every single time.
And I forgot to mention the goalies, too. Tuukka Rask, in his career with the Bruins, 10 playoff series wins. Three of them have been against the Leafs. And for Jeremy Swayman right now, his only playoff series win is against the Leafs.
That's true.
The Leafs just continuously bail out Bruins coaches, Bruins goalies, just the Bruins in general. They're the only team in hockey who are bigger losers than you.
Although the bailout's getting more difficult when you're going to overtime and not really playing that well, right? Like, wasn't a get-right game. It was...
No. And
get out of here alive game.
That last goal in regulation, that last Maple Leafs goal to put it in overtime, what were they doing? I mean, that was about that give and go. Matthews just dishes it to Marner, makes a beeline. There's nobody between him and Swayman on the entire sheet of ice. And he gets it right to him. He flicks it in. And you're just sitting there watching it going, do they know it's the end of the game and it's like they have a one-goal lead?
Right.
Like, are you aware of this? Like, this at this point, I think it was an empty net at that point, right? I think it was. So the game was like 4 days ago. So, you know, here it is. But, like, that was – I was watching that, and I thought in the first period, the Bruins looked like they were shot out of a cannon. They outshot them, like, 10-5. Like, they were really – they were all over them. Didn't produce any goals. But I thought at the very least, okay, these guys are coming out flying. They're making a real effort. Even when that first goal happened, and it happened because there was too much traffic in front of the net there, I still felt okay. Pasternak scores on the power play. Brazo and Kostelic have those two goals within like a minute of each other, and you're just sort of watching it going, good, all right, this is going to be a nice, easy win over the Maple Leafs. And then at the very end of regulation, basically, they come back and do that, and it was just, ugh. Thank God they won that game in overtime, because that would have been a tough loss, and it was veering towards being a tough loss. But either way, Bruins beat the Maple Leafs. They improved to 4-4-1. They're 3-2-0 at home, and they resume tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers. Brad Marchand finally scored a goal, okay?
Yeah.
It was, and he also denied this whole report about him signing a 3-year extension. Did you see this over the weekend?
Yes.
It was people reporting it and saying, yeah, they're very close to a 3-year deal. He comes out and goes, I don't know about a 3-year deal. And I was surprised to hear that about a 3-year deal. Were you surprised to hear a 3-year deal for him?
But then I was also surprised to not hear it come to fruition. It was almost reported like it was a done deal. Like
right.
It was and I don't know. I missed the midday. Did Scoops Keefe have any reports on this?
I don't know. I didn't hear him.
He's my source. He's who I trust.
Right, yes. And if he didn't say anything about it, then I'd imagine it's not true. If Scoops Keith doesn't have it, then
no.
It's not a real thing.
But, no, that was a huge... Because we had talked about Marchand needing to kind of get off the schneid and start to inject some life into the scoring. I think this whole thing, too, about the shots, wasn't it the Stars game? They came out pretty hot. They got some shots, and then they didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And it's like... Yeah, it's great you're getting shots, and I know you get pucks on net and all these hockey cliches. I prefer pucks in back of net, behind goalie, in the goal. Like, scoring is a clear issue for this team. Defensively, you know, you mentioned the last regulation goal. There were goals in that game against the Stars where I thought they were always a step behind. And it's like you asked, do they know what's going on here? Do they know? Is it a they don't know what they're doing, or they can't do what they should be doing? But I your guy, Swayman, I still say, not playing great, but I'm not sure he's the most of their problems. I think he's probably the least of their problems right now. The decor is not...
Fourth line's the least of their problems.
Well, yeah, the fourth line's the least.
Fourth line's the best.
Well, because they're not actually a problem. The, right. The list of problems, I think Swayman is a couple down the list. But to see Marchand, maybe that's something that jumpstarts him. Maybe the contract thing is something that jumpstarts him. Maybe that's an issue. Maybe like he's definitely a guy that can get motivation. And then we're going to talk about it every week until we have reason to not talk about it anymore, is the contract situation with Montgomery, and the fact that, according to Brian, he's riding the Maple Leafs to his career successes. It's weird that he set a record for points in the regular season by just playing the Maple Leafs.
I know. That is pretty wild. This is also coming into this game.
Wait, can you – time out for that. He wants to respond.
No, I just – if they lose that Game 7 last year after being up 3-1, that would be back-to-back years of them being up 3-1 in a playoff series, choking it away, having the home ice advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And blowing it back to back, like, I think Montgomery's gone last year if they blew
and
that series
him.
Lead.
You picked your foe. You wanted,
right.
you,
Good point,
you
right.
decided.
You manipulated
so
it.
So if you manipulate
to play Tampa Bay.
You sure as hell need to win. Because if you don't, now you're an idiot.
Right. And I'd say the same thing for Cassidy in a different way. 2018, 2019. 2018, his only playoff series win was against Toronto. Then they lost in five to Tampa. 2019, they went on the cup run, but it all jump-started by playing Toronto that first round. Then they got Carolina and Columbus. They got a couple lambs to go to the Stanley Cup that year. But you just look back, you know, every time the Bruins have any success in the playoffs, it's usually against Toronto.
Usually Toronto's involved somehow in like the early in the first round. So like that's the launching pad, and then they go wherever they go after that. But there's not been a lot of success as of late, certainly not in the last 5 years. So yeah, I think there's definitely something to that, and it's been going on for a while now. And thank goodness for it too, because the Maple Leafs, listen, that's a talented team. They have a lot of talent on that team. They need some help on the blue line. They need some help in net for sure. But in terms of like your top forwards, your top six, they're about as good as it gets, I'd say. I mean, in the NHL, I look at them and I say they're up there with the best teams in the league, with the Edmontons and the, you know, all these teams that have very strong forward play. They're right up there. And for some reason, the Bruins just always manage to kick their ass. It's great.
And then we were talking about last week when we were talking about the scuffling start that, well, you know, you're not falling behind. Well, now you're starting to fall behind. You're right. 1 point out of last place in the Atlantic. The Panthers now have 15 points. They're atop the division. They're kind of hitting their stride or coming into their own. Yep. So that argument of like, Arcand, it's early, don't worry about it.
Everybody's 500. Well, no, not anymore. Yeah. Now you still are, but other teams aren't. Other teams are separating.
Settling in. And you don't appear to be, to me, they haven't given any indication of turning a corner. Like, and I guess maybe the Marchand goal can be something like that. But Korpisalo tonight, like, I don't know how I feel about that.
We got the corpse tonight. We got old corpsey tonight. Fortunately, I should say, it's against the Philadelphia Flyers, who might be the worst team in the NHL. Yep. So you got that going for you at the very least. But, yeah, with Korpisalo, who knows? That's a guy who I think is capable of giving a game away to anybody in the NHL. Any team in the league could feast their chops on Korpisalo for sure. So there you go. That's tonight. Bruins and the Flyers at TD Garden, if you have any thoughts on the Bruins. And their little layoff here. And not super inspiring start. Jim Montgomery, to his credit, has gotten off to much better starts than this to start the year. This has been his worst start by far. It's been the Bruins' worst start by far in a long time. So hopefully they can get back up over 500 there tonight.